Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Can y'all hear me? I don't know why my music isn't playing. Ashley, can you hear me? Tell me if you can hear me, Ashley, in the chat room. Hello? Okay, well, I'll play some music here. Tell me if you can hear me.
What can
Yes, you can hear me? Okay, great ass. All righty. Let's get into the opening prayer. Amen. All right. Dear Father in heaven, we long to be your children and to grow closer and closer to eternal life. With all its goodness and truth in your love to us, your children, bless us as we walk on earth under great stress and temptation. Keep us from going astray, and let what you have placed in our hearts grow toward perfection to your glory and your honor. May our hearts always know the joy that our struggle and suffering are not in vain, that if we are faithful, we bring forth the fruit of righteousness. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Pastor Wanda said she was going to come by tonight, okay, and listen to the show, but she hadn't. But I got an announcement, okay, Tony, if you can hear me, okay. I was talking with J-Bo, and according to J-Bo, he's not doing the voices. He said he was doing voices, okay, I guess on a show, but that was to protect certain people. But he's not doing voices. So we can put that to rest. J-Bo's not doing voices. Amen. All righty. Okay. Let's get into tonight's message. Amen. Okay, we're going to go into Matthew chapter 18. Okay, it's a Bible study. It's the kingdom of heaven. See, Matthew chapter 18 begins with an interesting question. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 1, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? To understand the scripture, we must understand two things. The definition of the kingdom of heaven, and that is, it is Jesus who answers the question in the above scripture. Defining the kingdom of heaven, according to thebritannica.com, the kingdom of heaven is a spiritual realm over which God reigns as king, or the fulfillment on earth of God's will. Of course, the kingdom of heaven will not be fully realized until the end of the world and accompanying final judgment. It is worth noting how Jesus answered the disciples' question. Jesus replied in Matthew chapter 18, verse 3 and 5, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as a child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. So as you think about Jesus' words from above scripture, notice how we are commanded to be like children, which is to be humble if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven. Let's define humility. It's clear from the Bible that humility is important to both God and Jesus. Therefore, it needs to be important to us. What does it mean to be humble in a biblical sense? According to Christianity.com, humility is a critical and continuous emphasis of godliness in the Bible. We are called upon to be humble followers of Christ and trust in the wisdom and salvation of God. Truly, humility is to see ourselves as we actually are, fallen in sin and helpless without God. Other definitions of the word humility include the following. God's humility is being comfortable with who you are in the Lord and therefore putting others first. That source was DougBrittenBooks.com. Okay, humility means meekness, lowness, and absence of self. That's GotQuestions.org. The Apostle Paul encouraged us to be humble as Jesus was. In his letter to the Philippians, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 7, have this attitude in yourselves, which also in Christ Jesus, who, as he already exists in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a bondservant and being born in the likeness of men. The Bible teaches us that we cannot enter God's kingdom unless we humble ourselves the way little children do. So somebody that is humble and the Lord seeks to glorify God, not themselves. And is constantly seeking and taking advantage of the opportunities to serve others. So being humble is incredibly important to God and Jesus. Those of us that are judged to have been humble in the Lord during our time on earth will find favor with God. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Let's look at some Bible verses about humility. The Bible has a lot to say about humility. For today's lesson, we highlighted the following six verses. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4, the reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. And in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2, when pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble, there is wisdom. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, so as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. In James chapter 4, verse 10, humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. And lastly, Luke chapter 14, verse 8 through 11, when you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for someone more distinguished than you may have been invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this man, and then in disgrace you proceed to occupy the last place. But when you are invited, go and recline at the last place, so that when one who has invited you who comes, he may say to you, move up higher, and you may have honor in the sight of all who are at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So in conclusion to Matthew chapter 18, humility is important to God and Jesus, and therefore it needs to be important to us. In the Bible, Jesus teaches that it's impossible to enter the kingdom of heaven unless we humble ourselves as little children. So Jesus seems to be focusing on the humility of children in the context of the scripture. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 3 to 5, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So whoever then humbles himself as a child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives such child in my name receives me. So, when we humble ourselves, we become more concerned with glorifying God and serving others than we will be about selfish ambitions or earthly pleasures. It is a selfless thing to be humble, and that is the point. When we take the focus of ourselves and put it on God and others, we are being humble in the Lord. And that is what God wants. And that is what God will reward in heaven. So we will reap what we sow. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So Jesus showed his humility when he spoke these words. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. It is an example that we are to follow. So we will conclude today's lesson with the following scripture from the book of Zephaniah. In Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3, seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth who have practiced his ordinance, seek righteousness, seek humility, and perhaps you will remain hidden on the day of the Lord's anger. Amen. Now here's an interesting topic. Okay, in Matthew chapter 19, we're going to continue, okay, to do two Bible studies. Okay, is the love of money. Greed is a powerful tool of the devil. If we do not work to keep our priorities straight, the love of money can turn into a stumbling block that puts our very souls at risk. In Matthew chapter 19, a rich young ruler asked Jesus, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?" And Jesus answered, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 17, "Okay, if you wish to enter life, keep the commandments." The rich young ruler and Jesus had a discussion. And then Jesus, who knew the man's heart, zeroed in on the man's problem. The young man's love for money was a distraction to the man, and he was under the impression that he could somehow earn his way into heaven. Jesus, knowing the man's heart, listed six commandments that he told the man he needed to follow. And one, you shall not murder. Two, you shall not commit adultery. Three, you shall not steal. Number four, you shall not bear witness. Number five, honor your father and mother. And six, love your neighbor as yourself. The man's response is thought-provoking. He replies to Jesus in Matthew chapter 19, verse 20, "All these things I have kept, what am I still lacking?" There are two concerns with the rich young ruler's response. He seemed to think that he had kept these commandments perfectly, which nobody except Jesus will ever be able to do. So we know from John 1-8 that it is not possible. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. The man was deceiving himself, as sometimes do. The man said that he kept all the things that Jesus listed, but still asked what he was lacking. He believed that if he could fix things that he was lacking, he could somehow earn his way to heaven. This is a line of thinking in direct contradiction to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, which says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." So we cannot work our way to heaven. It is our belief in Jesus that allows us to be saved by God's grace. And Romans chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 9 says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved." So let's talk about removing stumbling blocks from our life. Once we identify our shortcomings, we need to get work on correcting them. One of the best ways to do this is to eliminate the stumbling blocks of sin in our lives that cause us to sin. This means change. Getting right with God may mean that we no longer frequent the same places we used to or have the same friends. And that is okay. Once we commit to following Jesus, our purpose in life is to do two things. And that is to glorify God and serve others. And if there are any distractions in our lives that are preventing us from doing these two things, we need to remove them for the sake of our souls. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verses 8 and 9, "If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It's better for you to end your life crippled or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be cast into eternal fire. If your eye is causing you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it from you. It's better for you to end a life with one eye than have two eyes and be cast into fiery hell." So in conclusion, we all have stumbling blocks and things that tempt us to do wrong things in life. The case of the rich young ruler, it was his love of money that was preventing him from being right with God. So whatever our shortcomings are, they are not worth losing our souls over. So we need to identify these stumbling blocks so we can remove them from our lives. If we need help to do that, we need to ask for help. We will end today's lesson with the following words spoken by Jesus in Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 37. "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake in the gospel will save it. For what does a profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? So, for what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. I hope these two lessons, you receive them, and with a godly blessing, and may God keep you highly favored. Amen. All right. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking on my door. My faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you as a family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Amen. And before I start taking calls, I want to give an apology, okay, to some of the people in Discord. Okay, I've been kind of rude and ungodly, and I'm sorry about that. And that goes out to Ashley, Johnny Longfeather, and Pastor Bill, and BBM. All right? Okay, now we got this thing squashed. Amen. 111, you're on here.
Is the boycott over?
Yeah, I think so. How you doing, Grover?
Okay, I was just calling to see if the boycott was over or not. I heard you said apologies to some people.
Yeah.
You apologize to anyone else?
No, I didn't. I owe you an apology, Grover. I owe you an apology. And I apologize to you, too.
Well, because you haven't been down to Haven for Hope in a while.
Okay. We got another caller here. 111, you're on air. Hello? You can say something. Boycott's over. All right.
Maybe
yeah.
They're afraid to talk to me. Scared off by me, maybe.
I don't know. Well, we got some callers in the queue, but nobody's pressed the one key as of yet. Okay, so can't take them.
Probably hate blacks.
I think that's over with. I think people will stop hating black people. Okay? I think people have.
Not in my lifetime.
Really? I don't hate you, Grover.
Well, I think I've said some controversial things in the past.
We've all said controversial things in the past. It doesn't mean we're haters because of it.
Does Tony Farrar approve of you apologizing?
I don't really know.
What do you think about that Cowboys game today? That's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, that was pretty disappointing, yeah. Okay. The way they were going on a roll, the way they beat New York Giants and the way they beat the Jets, and then today, that was terrible.
They went to Arizona and shit the bed. Took a big poop in it.
Yep. Arizona's got a pretty good team this year. They got a pretty good team. Okay.
They were supposed to go winless. Now they beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, but it's still early. Okay. Cowboys can pull themselves together.
The Cowboys got that colored boy was injured. The Diggs, he's a corner. He's a defensive back. He's a colored boy named Diggs, and losing him is a big blow.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, you know, we can pray for him to get better quickly.
All right, let's take other calls.
Ain't nobody calls, Grover. It's just you.
I'm not in the chat room. Do you have anybody in the chat room?
Ashley and Tony is. You're welcome to join the chat room.
Well, I got this new, I got the iPhone 15 Pro. It's pretty nice. Yeah, I don't think it's much better than the 14.
I don't know. I've never had an iPhone in my life.
Well, you can do a lot of different stuff on there, but I think if you're basically just around the house and you have a computer, that's all you need.
Oh, really? You can do everything on your iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't have a PC because I'm homeless.
Right. Well, you used to have an iPad. You still have an iPad?
I traded that away for, I'm not going to say what, but I traded it away, so I don't have it anymore.
Oh. Okay.
It's nothing too bad, nothing too illegal.
Okay. No, it wasn't too bad or too illegal. Okay. We got another caller here. 111.
I want to pray. Some fentanyl powder for his new iPhone.
No, nobody wants fentanyl powder.
No, he do.
No, Grover ain't gonna trade his iPhone Pro for fentanyl. No.
Well, I bought his iPad.
Are you the one who got the iPad from him?
For fentanyl.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't recognize this Chinaman. This is a Chinaman. I don't recognize this Chinaman.
Where do you think fentanyl come from?
Well, President Trump said it's China's fault.
You want fentanyl or not? No substitution.
It kills people. I don't want to die.
What do you think fair trade?
Fair trade. I think there needs to be free and fair trade, and none of this chicken shit stuff that China pulls. I think they should get tariffs put on them. I think President Trump was right.
Hey, you know about that car. How much you charge me? Too much?
I'd like to order number three with pork. And egg rolls.
Ken!
He went to get a microwave taco.
Him? 8 gram. 8 gram? Good deal.
8 grams is very much for I-15 for all.
8 grams for all.
No, I don't think you're going to do that.
How much crack? 8 gram.
I want the number four chicken with egg rolls and crab rangoon. Do you deliver?
Yeah.
I'm living for hope.
Broker drug deal for me.
I can't broker a deal for you. I mean, it's up to Grover. It's his eyeball. Okay, if you want to trade it for fentanyl, okay, but I would advise him to go more than 8 grams.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Why are you on here even having these discussions about drugs and everything? This is, sounds very illegal. Hang up on these people.
Okay. Right now.
Ni hao. I'm colored.
Okay, goodbye. All right. Yeah, that was a crazy phone call. Wants to trade for fentanyl. That's crazy. Okay. What do you think, Grover?
I think fentanyl's a bad thing. It kills people. They use it one time and they're dead. So I'm against it. And I death to all Chinamen to try to give it to us. Amen.
Yes, amen. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Okay, it's kind of crazy out there. Crazy world we live in. Amen. Well, I'm going to play some more music here, Grover. Sit back and relax. And this is some great gospel hip-hop, okay? Tell me what you think about it, Grover.
Okay.
All right.
Souls are screaming, hollow hearts are burning, in the streets they're fiending for higher learning. I'm ready to go higher, I'm ready to go higher, let's go higher,
yeah.
Higher.
Whoa. Hey yo, tripping now, tripping now, everybody out here tripping now. Trippin' now, trippin' now. Young girls out here strippin' now. Young boys out here hitting now. On the playground, find a clip on the ground. Chillin' till we came about the building and we heard somebody yelling. It was telling everybody, lay down, lay down, lay down. Situation hot like Cape Town. Hey now, hey now. Do I trust God or the K now? Cause when you're laying face down, we can hear the sound of an AK spray letting off around. I'm on second thought. To the Holy Spirit, check my heart and I receive that. G-check, out of respect for God, that fear I eat that. With a deep breath, bold faith on the side, if I die, no regret. I confess, who laid down in my place when I pray I get feedback. Believe that, I know I'm surrounded by grace. And if ever you need that, seek that, and believe that. By faith and instead of where the weed at, you'll see that. We all need to be asking for praise and talk about the part of me to make it hard for me to live accordingly with that hope. Fight with all of me, but unfortunately it keep calling me on that note. Against that it's hard to revolt. Fighting and I'm writing down all of these quotes. Hope to inspire all of these folks so the Lord would acquire all of these souls. Back to the situation at hand, no. Block lit up like a dance floor. In the middle of blazing ammo. Spark so bright like you're shooting with a candle. Oh!
If this world's a screaming, hollow hearts are burning.
nobody got the answers. They said that they plan is the master. They preach it to us like they passed.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. The government treat us like cancer. The prison system make us bastards. I sent on the news in this plaster. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedies.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street will teach you like academy. Everybody in their glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on the mountaintop, they ain't seen the bottom. They don't know the route.
They don't know.
You think that we choose this environment?
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty and hungry hyenas surrounding me. The Fortune 500 won't hire me, so we create our own economies with dope money, our salary, just to feed our families.
I close my eyes and pray that God deliver me. Church is moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak. Why they gentrify? We risk our life. Selling dope, you probably die.
I got fat thighs, yeah, fill up fat now, yeah. Daily fight the light, that's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah, I'm straight. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
I can't take it.
En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste para subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pa' todo el que se pase soy la mina y si el diablo se mete yo tengo la rima. Rima, rima, que te causa grima, siempre escucho eso, siempre son la misma. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' toda la esquina, así que te fascina. Angel Brown, Optimus, ja. En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pa' todo el que se pase soy la mina, siempre hablo gente que tengo la rima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' Espíritu Santo te lleva la mina. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Rima, rima, que te causa grima. Siempre escucho eso, siempre son la misma. Les dicen dinero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Me dijeron que no cante trap, que me ponga de nuevo pa'l rap. Les dicen dinero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. No soy yo, póngase a administrar, que mi Cristo pronto va a llegar. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero.
Lo tuyo, lo tuyo.
Llegaron los que mandan tu bocina. Me dijeron que no cante trap. Lo sagro que lo voy para el rap. Es de tres días que se traerá mi rima. En la cuestión que no tenemos escriba. Lo que no soy yo, porque lo tenis trap. No soy Cristo, yo no voy a llegar. Yo te lo que digo, no me gozo. Es lo mismo que tu papá. Retiramos el sol por mi niña y a mi ley. Ponemos los huevos a creer. Estamos caros más de rey. Hey. Mi familia y yo no nos vamos a pedir. Dinero, 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 dinero.
Dinero, dinero.
Muchos lo tienen, nada más de primer.
Nada más de primer.
Repiendo nada más, se le nota su fe. Parece que las almas no están de primer. Estamos fallos, no queremos fallos. Tú estás claro, mano, que tenemos el power. Tienes tus y sour, también fumas agua. Aquí lo hacemos como Street Fighter.
Me dijeron por el que la calle controla. Te subo el push, también tú la enrola. Ponte pa' que te survive, so we taking risks. Come in and sin, we gotta live, it is what it is. Red dot on your white tee, it look like Japan. The 40 is on me, and if I get high, it blow like a fan. They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Come in and sin, we gotta live, it is what it is.
Lead
a
sign to the Zodiac,
ay.
I don't need
them,
I just go attack, ay. I make it every comment.
I be giving all I got, really living more than sentimental, put it in the middle of an instrumental, every jot and tittle from a brother, pencil riddle with the scribbles of the father's riddles, let me get a griddle, can I cook a little with the modesty, I tell him I am not playing, boy, Jesus coming back and I am not saying, boy, you loving money ain't looking too favorable, blood on my hands if I don't say what I say to you, hip hop is dying and I brought the saber to it, then it's unbreakable, you better make a move, what you gonna take, what you gonna. I never switched up, I never ditched up. When they dissed us, I didn't flinch up. That's my sister, we don't give up. Ready to die for the truth that clinched us. You can't bitch us.
forever. I got baptized, yeah. Don't look back, nah, yeah. Daily fight the life. That's my new diet. 100 grams on the back, but I'm straight, yeah. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
Hey, hey, estamos Gucci, estamos bien, estamos bien, estamos Gucci, estamos bien, estamos bien, estamos Gucci, estamos bien, estamos bien, estamos Gucci. Dios anda conmigo y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Mi vida cambió y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Llamo a mis pecados y ahora yo estoy Gucci.
Deja dice hasta regalar un millón de pesos como hizo Tracy Godsplend. Yo soy un tipo layback, no creo en el payback. También quiero quitarle la capa a los Maybach. Yo llevo la buena noticia, quiero la legítima.
Yo estoy Gucci,
el hijo de rey tiene
mi vida.
Aunque la maldad de
yo estoy Gucci.
Yo quiero decirle que
borro mismo
el mundo que
este yo estoy Gucci.
La gracia no solo para
ti, ahora estoy
bien. First easy con un nunca lo dude. Deja dice a fuego de hace rato. Pa' de pesos como hizo Trisica. No es el dinero que es la
payback.
No creo en el payback. Tengo oro en el cuello. Es la
capo de un Maybach. Yo llevo estamos
DC, estamos
bien.
Y el cielo, si me escucho. Ya ser hijo, si tienes sacrificio. Ya se te escucha. Yo quiero decirle cantar.
Estamos bien.
Mundo que estoy bicho. Esa gracia
no
solo pa' mí.
Estamos
para
ti. Estamos
bien.
Dios anda conmigo y ahora yo estoy
cambiando el juego.
Mi vida cambió y ahora yo estoy
Gucci.
Borro mis pecados y ahora yo estoy.
Yo no tengo cuello,
predico,
suela,
y ahora
paco. Yo
con la vida tantas veces como Tito.
Roja es la que se derrama en mi barrio y yo no me quito.
El mandamás en su lavadora me metió y la puso en ring.
40 y pico y sigo duro como en Sacramento Beans.
Oh,
si no me crees, ven que te preparo un dish.
Oiga, deje los papelones, venga y pida make a wish.
Así no siga, piensa que eres grande y eres una hormiga.
No te asfixies, yo soy el albuterol pa' tu fatiga.
Inhale, bájele 5 y deje los documentales.
Ese corrito está repetido y cansa cada vez que sale.
Desde cero me levanté a lo malo, yo le dice Ruchi.
Volver a mal me ayuda, man, a sentirme Gucci.
Estamos bien. Estamos bien, estamos.
I heard they gossiping, these rumors be dropping in. They gotta be talking a lot, I know that it gives them oxygen. But I'm real confident, how it's done, I'll box them in. I do this for my two girls, Kayla and Jocelyn. Hearing the judgments all the time, they always be popping in. But life prevails on its own, I'll keep on blossoming. Your girl has been underrated from day one. They hearing my tracks and they never play one. I'll do my own thing and I'm bringing it. Let my soul on the track, no, I'll never make one. I thought that we're rapping to make life worth living. My first decision was making a different show when I'm Christian. But nobody's hearing the truth, they too busy. Too dizzy to heaven, be thinking they wrong. It's all telling the world that I'm moving along. Won't do what they doing or ruin my place. I will always know where I belong. That's why I'm the underdog, better believe it. Speaking the truth, I would never deceive you. Maybe my skin is too yellow to ever be thought of as stone. But mother or two, that be rapping's a joke. Not ready for change, you want me to choke? Look at my life and the way that I live, I'm not like most. Come on.
Look us, he was gonna do if you ain't shown up. Everybody look at you, look ain't no sir.
Wanda's in the house. Let me bring her on. Okay. Better late than ever. Okay. All right. Here we go. Pastor Wanda. How you doing tonight? Hello? Barcelona. Alrighty, anyway, okay, as we're waiting for Pastor Wanda, okay, we got a couple more callers here. Let's take them and see. 111, you're on there.
Hey, this is Wanda, and I'm going to sell my underwear dirty.
Goodbye. 111, you're on there.
Kenneth, how you doing,
hello?
Brother? Kenneth. DC too, man.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, DC?
So wait a minute. So usually Wanda come on at the beginning of the show. She coming on at the end tonight?
Well, no. I don't know what's going on. She decided to pop in and say hi, I guess. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, she's not doing a segment tonight.
Okay. Kenny, did the Dallas Cowboys lose today?
Yes, they did.
Well, shit, man.
Yes, they...
I had money on that game. How the hell did they lose that game? The Cardinals were terrible, Kenny.
Well, they had a bad day. Diggs got injured, on the field.
I know about the ACL. Did anybody else get injured on the team? I mean, did they still have the quarterback and the Lamb, the Moose, receiver?
They had Michael Parsons. They had everybody going.
Oh, man. Well, that's crazy because I actually thought the Cardinals might lose all their games this year because they – I mean, I look at their roster, it's terrible. But I guess maybe Dallas just took them for granted or something. I'm looking at the score right now. They lost by 12 points, Kenny? That's
points.
Crazy.
Yeah. 28-16.
Well,
yeah.
I will be rooting for the Cowboys. I'm usually a Cowboy hater, you know, because the whole America's team and whatnot. But next week, I will be wholeheartedly rooting for the for the Cowboys because they are playing my bitter rival since I was a youngster, the New England Patriots. Since I'm a Colts fan, I hate the Patriots, so I'll be rooting for the Cowboys, my brother.
Amen. Okay, yeah, I definitely be rooting for the Cowboys.
And they play, it looked like they're playing at home, and I think Dallas plays better at home.
I think so, too. I mean, they stomped the Jets.
Yeah, and didn't they?
They stomped the Giants, okay, the week before that.
And the Colts, man, they gave me a present. They gave me a present today. They went into Baltimore, my former hometown, brother, and they won. I was shocked.
Huh? I didn't get to see that game.
Yeah, it was in the rain. They have a field goal kicker named Gay, the Colts do, and he made 4 50-yard field goals in the rain. It was crazy. And I know, you know, what's funny is my brother John Longfeather. He a Colt fan too, even though he have a problem with the black quarterbacks. He don't like them very much, and the Colts drafted a black quarterback. And so anyway, yeah, man, it was so we happy, you know. It's a good day to be a Colt fan, but I know there's not many listening. So, but that's just me, you know. I had a rough week, so it was good to see them pull out a win in a game that I think they was favored to, or actually the Ravens was favored by 8 points, I think. So,
I think so too. Okay, now what about last week's game with the Colts? They did good too.
Yeah, yeah, they beat the Texans, and then the Texans beat Jacksonville. It's crazy. Listen to this, Kenny. The Colts lost to Jacksonville in the first game. Then they beat Houston in the second game, and then Jacksonville turned around and beat the crap out of Houston today. The NFL's crazy, man. That's why I got to stop betting on games, because you never know, man. I mean, you look at the Dallas game, and you look, Miami scored 70 points. Like, it's the Arena League, and it's crazy, kid. I'm sorry for getting off on a football tangent. I know it's a godless show, but yeah, it was a crazy day today in the NFL, man. It was definitely interesting, and, you know, I'm just happy the Colts won a game that I didn't think they was going to win. And anyway, I heard Grover called in. How's he doing?
He's doing okay.
Is he still at the Haven for Hope?
Yeah, he's still at the Haven for Hope.
Oh. Hmm. Did you know if he wagered any monies on the game? Games today?
No, he didn't mention it. No, he didn't mention it.
I see. So is everything kosher now in the room? You everybody getting along now?
Well, I hope so. I tried to make amends today and okay, and squash things and okay, so we'll see.
Well, I was just asking because I missed the voice chat, so I didn't know what happened.
Yeah, it was nothing really going on there. People playing games, muting me, so I couldn't talk.
Wait a minute. There was. Why was they muting you? Wait a minute. Is Ferrari in the group now too?
They were
muting
me every time I
try
to speak.
Wait a minute. I see Farrah. Is that really Farrah with the gay Batman outfit on? Oh, I can't tell what that is. It looks like.
No.
Is that Farrah? For real?
It's not the real Farrah in Discord, no. It's somebody imitating.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because there's a yes, it's me, DC. Get off the phone. Well, I don't want to get off the phone to Mr. Farrah 699. I like to talk to my friend Kenny. He's trying to tell me what to do. It's like the real Farrah, but a fake version.
Yeah, it's a fake version of Tony Farrah. Tony Farrah doesn't go into Discord.
Oh, he called me the N-word, Kenny.
No.
Yeah, he did. He called me the N-word. I'm going to find out who this... Listen here, motherfucker. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry, Kenny.